Blog Talk Radio.
You know them as Evie and Joy, but I know them as Mom and Me-Mom, and they have a radio show. It's called the Queen's Lounge Show. You should check it out.
Happy Wednesday, Queen's Lounge Show.
Hello. Sorry, had a little technical difficulties over here on this end. What's happening?
Thank you for joining us today. Good afternoon on this. It's beautiful in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, it is. It's very beautiful. We've had some rough weather recently. Oh, wow. Yes, rough weather recently. But we have persevered because we are in the midst of Women's History Month. Now, let me just speak out of turn. Well, I'm not speaking out of turn, but let me just throw something in there. Last month, we missed doing a show for Black History Month. So we decided that we were just going to combine the two this month, and there's 31 days in this month, so we have a lot more to cover. So, matter of fact, we should even try to do two shows this month. So you guys check out our Instagram page, or Facebook. You will see when that will be coming up, because I'm in charge now, and I have to get better with my life. So there.
And who would you like to highlight today? Do you have anybody in mind who you would like to, okay, wait. Let's just recap real fast. Black History Month,
let's recap,
is a thing. Like, it is history. It's American history. It's our history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So it's not too late to learn and still remind each other of our great leaders and historical figures that have been paved the way, and, those who are continuing to do that. So we are going to be highlighting those individuals as well, always, So let's just make it a habit to always look to get more knowledge about. I know I learned through my son, who's at home for school. I learned a lot through him and his school, like people that I wasn't, familiar with or that I learned about in the past, but, you know, just needed a refresher about what they've done, because I wasn't really paying attention at that time. It wasn't interesting to me, but now as an adult, I have a new, you know, obviously different perspective. So yeah, but who would you like to highlight, Evie, for this?
For
this
the beginning
day?
Of
Do you
Black,
have anybody for us?
Of women, there are quite a few, but I think if I had to choose one to start off,
set it off right.
Yeah, I'd like to. You know what I would like to do? I would like to. I would like to start off with Cecily Tyson, because for 60-plus years, Cecily Tyson ruled the industry of entertainment and movies. And as a Black woman, to have pioneered and persevered, literally, this woman acted up until the day she died. For that career and the humanitarian part of her to have extended on this level, I followed her on Instagram, and she literally touched my soul, because she was like talking to me like a grandmother that I never knew. Like, I never had a grandmother. My grandkids, my daughter, she's fortunate because I'm still around, and her kids actually have grandparents that they, you know, they could grow up with and know. I was not fortunate to have that. But when this woman talked and told you that you were beautiful and that you could do pretty much anything, let me tell you something. Every time I watched one of her posts, it was so moving, because the journey of her life was truly incredible. And that's all I have on that. Y'all gotta Google her, because there's not even enough time. I saw her when I was like 11 years old, when I saw Sounder, and it came on the other day, and I literally could not watch it because I was bawling before 20 minutes into, and I just couldn't do it. But if you can just go through the history of her, she was really a remarkable woman. So with that being said, there's a whole list. There's the Katherine Johnson that we learned through my grandson's school, who worked for NASA. They just made her name, put her name on a site down at NASA. So, I mean, there were so many pioneers that are coming out that we're finding out about now, because there are people who are really researching this and letting us know that we've had way more contribution than just picking cotton. Boom, I'm done.
We sure did, because I was just looking up, I was trying to like diversify a presentation that I was doing, and I was like, I was trying to keep it, you know, I really wanted a really nice combination of different contributors.
Right.
And for me, I just kept seeing Black inventors and Black scientists. Like, it was just like, they were just,
right.
They, you know, like, it was just incredible to see what we've done, you know, and that just, we need to make sure that we, you know, take a look at that, and not just, you know, in entertainment, but beyond that. I mean, you know, to know how we really shaped and molded and continue to do that, this America. So,
America.
Right?
Yep.
So for Women's History Month, I have a book, actually the book that you bought for fee. It's called Little Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all the women in history. Well, not all the women in history, obviously, but it has a nice little combination. I mean, a nice little collage of women who have contributed to everything. Like, and it's good to see that and to actually get books for your children. It helps you to learn too, because it's easy for, you know, for you. Easy reads are good. I'll post some of those too on our page so that you have those for your children. You know, that's a good thing, a good way. And also, I encourage people to follow someone new. You know, follow, look for people that you wouldn't normally follow and follow them and see what, like those that are doing things in legislation.
Because you
and
don't always
I started to do that.
Right. Because you don't always have to stay so far in the past. It's just like every Black History Month, we have to, the first thing somebody says is Martin Luther King. And I have a King speech. And as important. Listen, as important.
You know what? It's
Have a Dream speech is.
It is.
There were way more.
It's way more, but I never get tired. It is something powerful about that speech that will never ever die. And
oh no, it never gets old. No disrespect.
And
what
never.
I'm saying
it's right.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like when I read some of his speeches and some of his quotes, he was gangster. Don't believe that he wasn't. He was gangster, but he kept it under control because he knew the level it was on. But you know how sometimes there's a time and a place for that. You dig me?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
There's a time and a place for just flat out anger. There is. Anger is a emotion that should not be suppressed because of your status. Okay? You are entitled. Look at Obama when he was running. I think he was running for senator, Congress. He was running for Congress, or he was in school or somewhere. I'm sorry. I should have did my research. I didn't really know this was going to happen. I just found out like 15 minutes ago that we was going to do a show. But anyway, I just heard last week that Obama punched a dude in the face for calling him the N-word. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because
now,
he has a podcast, right?
Now, how did this just come out? Yes. He was on somebody's podcast and he exposed himself. You dig me? See,
right.
It's interesting how, and I could talk about this forever and a day, but it's so interesting the way things are set up. And America is run by old white people, old white men, okay? And the problem that we have is the system that we're in. And when you are an Obama and who got disrespected, because I remember I was speaking to someone about this a few months ago when they were saying, what did Obama gave us phones? But y'all don't realize that Obama had a whole bunch of plans for us. It was the white people, the white men in the Senate, who shut down everything he tried to do.
Exactly.
Black people.
Just because he was black, though.
Right.
Just because he was black. And listen, could
I
say something to piggyback off of that? You have to stop, and we gotta move forth because we need to give these people some information about this vaccine too, okay? All right, listen.
Yes.
We have to stop going on the surface of information, and we have to start really investing some time in understanding policy, law, politics. Because if you don't make it something a part of your life, you know, somewhere
a
in
priority,
there and fit that in.
A priority.
Right.
Yes,
then you
a
won't,
priority.
You won't get it. You won't get it. You're just getting fed spoonfuls of information instead of watching the whole speech and making your own
right.
judgments and understanding how politics works and why we're waiting for approval on the stimulus package opposed to, oh, what's going on? He said he was going to give us something. Everybody always
right.
waiting for the handout, right? Everybody's
right.
always, let me tell you something. But if something's not right, and this is not just, this is overall, in your world, if something's not right, then it is your obligation to go against those laws and fix it. That's how we've come where we are today. Else, what, otherwise,
right.
we would still be enslaved. If no one ever did these things and challenged policy and challenged, you know, politicians and did all these things, then we wouldn't be where
right.
we are today. So take some time
exactly.
out to really understand and not get the knowledge that you need to be able to understand. Don't go off of what somebody else is saying. If you're following people on social media that's giving you your own opinion, you need to find out for yourself. The information is right in front of you. No one's hiding anything. It's right there.
And you walk
and sure,
around with
like,
your
it's...
phone all the time. You walk around with your phone in your hand all the time. So there's absolutely
Make
no
use
reason
of it.
Why you can't get the source
mm-hmm.
of what you need to find out.
It's
Stop
important to make use of your resources.
And pieces. Yes.
You can't learn. You don't understand it that way. You can't understand it that way. You can't.
Oh,
and it's boring. It might not make sense, but this is our
right.
world.
And guess what? I used to think the same thing. I have never been so involved in finding out about politics as I have since that fool tore up our country 4 years ago when he walked his raggedy behind in here. And
when he walked in, exactly, when he walked in the door.
When he walked in the door
and signed off and started.
And baggage.
Yes.
And baggage that goes back to the 80s. I knew he wasn't. He was trash then. He always going to be trash. But listen, real quick, Vernon Jordan, real quick, was a civil rights activist, and he died yesterday. He was 85 years old. He was shot. Okay, he was shot. And spent 95 days in the hospital for the right to vote. So let's just try and absorb the importance of having our voices heard. Also, what you were saying, if you think there's a problem, you have to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. That is old as time. That is an old saying, but it is true. You have to hold these people accountable for the things that they promised you when they wanted your vote. I understand. Do you know that there are people who only vote during the presidential election? Hey, guess what? All of those mediocre votes in between, those are the ones that really matter. Those are the people who work for you in your state. So
exactly.
When you talk about, yeah, so when you talk about, and your governors, so when you talk about why is there a freaking 4 foot deep manhole every two or three blocks in your neighborhood, that's your governor. That's your senator. That's your mayor. You understand what I'm saying? You can't sit on the couch and let this go by, because if you're not going to do it for yourself, then you do it for your kids. You think about all of the ancestors that we had. What if they all decided to sit on the couch? Do you know we would still be working for free? I mean, think about that. If they did that for 400 years, what makes you think they wouldn't have tried to do it for six? 80% of the world are people of color. Suck that in. Let's just have a moment of silence on that one. 80% of the world are people of color. The other 20 oppress us. And we have not figured out how to get a handle on it. But I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. The Senate and the Congress is changing faster than the speed of light. And the fact that more and more people of color are bombarding politics on a level where they have stopped the nonsense. Slowly but surely, it is coming around to the fact that the 1% of the trillion millionaires are going to have to pay a wealth tax. They need to start paying a wealth tax, okay? All right, so what? You're rich and everybody else should have been more successful with their life. Things happen. But there's no reason why you can't contribute to the cause to make it better for everyone. That's my TED Talk for the day. There.
Right. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. I've been waiting to say that. I say that kind of stuff when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning.
That's my TED Talk for the day. Well, that was a lesson. And it was received.
That was Evie's Life Class 101.
I like it. Let me just, okay.
That was free.
Let me just say.
That was free.
That was free,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, that one was free.
I want to say, on this Women's History Month, to all the mothers who are out there, raising your kids and doing what you got to do and working and doing work from home and working in the home and taking care of your children, doing laundry, prepping meals, being a counselor, being an assistant, everything that you do, you got this. And we're all going through it together, and you know, should take the time to do something for yourself at least once a week, whatever that may be. But make sure that you take care of yourself and do that. Take that time for yourself at least one time a week and be a little easy on yourself, because it's heavy. I don't know, like me and Evie was talking this morning, and I don't know that some people have lived the true quarantine life, right? But we have.
Yeah,
we have only been
about that. Yep.
We have only been close to only like four people, not three, maybe three people outside of the, probably four people outside of the house. Not close, like close, but in communication with, as far as like physically seeing them, but distancing. You know what I'm saying? This whole entire time, we have not seen our family. We have not been to their houses. When we pick up my grandma, and I haven't even done this, my Evie has, we pick her up and we take her where she has to go and take her home. We don't go into the house. So, like, literally, we have not been outside of our home, right? So we live a true quarantine life. I have not been to work. Evie's not been to work. So this is my son. My daughter is the only one that goes to child care outside of the home because she's two. My son is at home. We walk, you know, outside and maybe go to the supermarket. This has been a struggle, and for some it's been worse because they have directly been affected by losing loved ones and, you know, and losing jobs and everything. Like, so I have the deepest empathy for everyone right now that's going through this terrible situation. But what I wanted to say real fast was that the vaccine is available and people are making decisions of whether or not they want to get the vaccine, right? Here's the thing. Here's
sorry.
It in a nutshell.
I get exhausted.
Here it is in a nutshell. Listen, there is no conversation. Because for me, there is no conversation. If that is your choice, then that is your choice. Then that is fine. But for me and Evie and my people, We're getting the vaccine. Like, we okay?
Yep.
So I don't judge you for your decision. Don't judge me. It's a choice. It's a choice just like anything else is. And I have my opinion about it just as well as you do. But my whole idea of it is that, listen, I don't believe in fearing anything that is man-made. I fear God. I don't fear man-made things. So I know
right.
I'm content. I was worried and I was concerned, and I had some concerns about some other things, but I feel comfortable with the fact of knowing that, guess what? That vaccine, when it goes into my arm, I know I'm going to get what I need, period. I don't know what was in that vial, but I don't mean to get all
and I don't
freaky,
care.
But I don't know what was in that vial when it was going through, but when it goes into my arm, I trust that God
right.
has given and provided whatever it needs. So my body is ready to receive, and I'm comfortable with it. But if you're not,
right.
then please don't do it, because it's like a thing. Like, it's kind of like a mental thing. You have no idea.
Right.
First of all, most of y'all was already vaccinated as children. So come on. Like, you already been injected
Thank
with
you.
Whatever the hell
Thank you.
Else
like,
they gave
hey,
you
how
before.
About this? Just like I told you before, it wasn't, it might have been as soon as early, it might have been 20 years ago that two kids in my mom's neighborhood had scarlet fever. Now I want y'all to process scarlet fever. Scarlet fever wiped out like thousands of people in the 1800s. What the hell was scarlet fever doing around in the 90s? You dig what I'm saying? When you talk about these viruses and how things are just out there, scarlet fever, people, let's Google scarlet fever real quick and tell you what this is, scarlet fever. Let me tell you. So if you were anybody born post 60s, you had all kinds of vaccines. I know I had polio, mumps, diphtheria, chicken pox. I had all of them. I had all of those vaccines, and I caught all of those. And you know why I caught them and didn't die? Because I was vaccinated. So now you look at this right now. You are going to, you are going to get this to prevent it pretty much from killing you. Isn't that how it works?
Right, because you could, yeah, because you could still, you could still very much receive, get, you could get, we got 90 seconds, you could get COVID. No one said
oh,
you couldn't, just like if you get a flu shot, you could still get the flu, but you won't be,
right.
you're more protected for you not to be a severe case, right?
Right.
So you still
exactly.
have to take proper health precautions and wash your hands and do what you're supposed to do as a human being. But
wouldn't you hate to be like the 20% of the people who don't have it when we do finally take our masks off and you walking around here like it's cool? Like, I don't. All right.
Whatever, to each its own. But guess
whatever
what?
Whatever floats your boat. Whatever
right.
floats your boat.
Hey, I ain't want to judge. All right, listen, I'm getting the vaccine. So if you want to put your name in to the hat so I can get in and on all aspects, I want to be on every list so that as soon as it comes up, my turn, I'm going, okay? My 83-year-old grandmom got it, okay? So ain't no way I'm not going to get it.
There you go. And I'm trying to get to her house because as soon as she does feel like opening the doors and we can get over there, we need some of her food. So she better get all them pots are going. Okay?
Yeah, we got to go. It's 10 seconds.
Oh, sorry. Listen,
all right.
We should be trying to have another show in about 2 weeks. So
okay, yeah. I think we peaced
out. All right. Done. Peace.
That's all right.
Thanks for listening.